Today, we'd like to see the title of the resurrection and the life in Gospel John chapter 11, verses 1 to 27. To align with people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that Son of God may be glorified through it." What does it mean? Question 2. In verses 9 and 10, Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." What does it mean? Question 3, in verse 15. "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." What does it mean? And what do they believe in this context? Last time we covered John chapter 10, verses 30 up to 40, 30, "I and my Father are one." Then the Jews took up stones again to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Then 39, "Therefore they sought again to seize Jesus, but Jesus escaped out of their hand. And Jesus went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John the Baptist was baptizing at first, and there he stayed." In order to believe, the works means many miraculous works, which are evidence or product of I and my Father are one. To take from the place where John the Baptist was baptizing at first to Bethany would be far, 10 miles or 16 kilometers away, and it would take 2 days by foot. Verse 1, chapter 11, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany." Bethany is the southeast from Jerusalem, nearly 2 miles or 3.2 kilometers away, the town of Mary and her sister Martha, so which meaning the town of Lazarus, Mary, Martha lived in Bethany. Bethany, the suburban city of Jerusalem, only 2 miles difference. Verse 2, "It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair." So later, Mary anointed Jesus' head as well, close to Jesus' crucifixion there, crucifixion day. So John chapter 12, verse 3, "Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus," first time Jesus appeared, "and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil." Also, Synoptical Gospel, Matthew chapter 26, verse 7, "A woman," indicated Mary, "came to Jesus having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on Jesus' head, now head, as Jesus sat at the table. For in pouring this fragrant oil on Jesus' body, she did it for Jesus' burial. Also, Synoptical Gospel, Mark chapter 14, verse 3, and being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as Jesus sat at the table, a woman, indicating Mary, came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil over spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. Compared to a known woman sinner also pouring out expensive oil, you know, up to Jesus. That is Luke chapter 7, verse 38. And stood at Jesus' feet, behind Jesus, weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair over her head. And she kissed Jesus' feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Jesus said, told it to the host, "You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman had anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, to the host, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much." So very expensive oil is the evidence over her so much loving Jesus. So here, "For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." So Jesus talking about her matter of her heart, to love Jesus so much because her lot of sin was forgiven. That's why I used very expensive oil anointed to Jesus' feet. So here talking about Mary as the sister of Lazarus and Martha Mary. Then verse 3, "Therefore the sisters Mary and Martha sent to Jesus, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.'" So a messenger went to 10 miles away from Bethany to the place where John the Baptist was baptized at the first time there. "Lord, behold, he whom you love." Lover, Greek word here, phileo, conditional love of a friend or a brother. Verse 11, Jesus said, "Our friend Lazarus." So conditional love is the phileo. "Note, all Christians are brothers or sisters in Christ. And so, in this sense, we may use a phileo that is conditioned upon brother or sister. For example, Philadelphia Church. Then verse 4, "When Jesus heard that," Jesus said, "the sickness is not unto death." This is a question one. Physical death is not the final issue, but something to happen. That is, raise the dead Lazarus in life. That happened. "But for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." So through that work, that happening, God and the Son of God would be glorified by his disciples and others. Verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha." Here loved agape, unconditional love. "Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus." So loves them spiritually, divinely, or unconditionally. Then verse 6, "So when Jesus heard that he was sick, Jesus stayed 2 more days. So at the place beyond Jordan, it would take 4 days to Bethany from Jesus' first hearing, his sickness. So 2 days more. In the place where he was, then after this, Jesus said to the disciple, let us go to the Judea again. So therefore, Lazarus must have been dead 2 days more, stayed there. The disciples said to Jesus, Rabbi, lately or recently, the Jews sought to stone, and are you going there again? So last time is Jewish people tried to kill and catch him by stone because Jesus claimed, God the Father and I are one. Then Jesus answered, if you do not believe God and I are one, you should believe my miraculous works, such as water changed into wine, or 5,000 men fed by five pieces of bread and two fishes, kind of thing. Then you might believe in I and the Father are one. So in that kind of a context, says so. Jesus supernaturally escaped from Jerusalem to the place where John the Baptist was baptizing at the first time there, so 10 miles away. Then here, a disciple said to Jesus, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, to kill you by stone, and are you going there again? Verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the days? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. What does mean? What do they mean? Here, the day pictures the light of God's counsel, while the night pictures the absence of God's counsel. John chapter 9, verse 4. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, according to God's counsel, God's will. The night is coming when no one can work. Also, John chapter 5, verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So based upon God's counsel. So day meaning the light of God's counsel. In the night meaning the absence of God's counsel. Another example, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Also, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. That's why you have plan. Your plan should be based upon God's counsel, because God's counsel will stand. So man has a lot of plans, so not stand, because whether or not your plan based upon God's counsel. So the Bible is whole counsel of God. So in that way, verse 11, these are things Jesus said, and after that, Jesus said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps. Our friend Lazarus, friend is conditional love in Philemon, sleeps. Sleeps the dead people in Christ, called as they are sleeping, because of the resurrection of life in the last day. John chapter 5, verse 20, 29. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good or believe in Jesus Christ to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to do resurrection of condemnation. Because of the resurrection of life in the last day, that's why the dead believe in Christ, called as sleeping. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, this body is destroyed, as we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. But I go that I may wake him up. In this context, wake him up physically. Then, or I raise Lazarus, dead Lazarus, in life. Then Jesus' disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps. So they understood Lazarus took rest in natural sleep, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, his physical death in Christ. That's why sleeping. But they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. So taking rest in natural sleep. Verse 14, then Jesus said to them plainly, clearly, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is physically dead. So Christianity has two deaths. Physical death, which means physical body separated from your spirit. That is a physical death. But it's spiritual death, meaning your consciousness of God separated from you. That is spiritual death. So which meaning unbeliever, all of them spiritual death. Even if they are alive physically, they are dead spiritually because they have no consciousness of God from themselves. So here, verse 15, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. So verse 15, what does it mean? So Lazarus is dead now. It proves that Jesus has the power of death. Then Jesus is raising the dead Lazarus in life, verse 44, proving Jesus' power of resurrection and life. So Jesus is the resurrection and the life, verse 25. In that way, you may believe after seeing Lazarus, death, Lazarus, resurrection in the form of life. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Verse 16, then Thomas, who is called the Didymus, Didymus, Greek word, twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. So here, Thomas made encouragement. Thomas is brave. Here, he is wise to die for Jesus' sake. Why? Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12, Jesus' Mount Sermon. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. So in December, Brother Daniel, he was martyred while preaching gospel. So he has the great reward in heaven, without doubt. So he must have been wise in eternity sense. For so they persecuted the prophet who were before you. That's why Thomas here was wise. But later, Thomas considered as a doubter. John chapter 20, verse 25. The other disciples Therefore said to Thomas, We have seen the Lord who rose again from the grave. So Thomas said to the other disciple, Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. So therefore doubt. Because of that, Jesus has authority forever. Ministers such as apostles can exercise their calling only relying upon the indwelling Spirit of Christ who has the authority. So Great Commission, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, 19, and Jesus came and spoke to them, his 11 disciples, saying, All authority has been given to me, to Jesus, in heaven, on the earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, and so on. So, which meaning, whenever disciple make Jesus disciples on the old nation by teaching the word of God, so as long as each disciple or each minister depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ, at that time, Jesus' authority may be exposed. So, which meaning, if each disciple does not depend upon the indwelling the Spirit of Christ, rather than own flesh, so Jesus' authority would not express in that way. So here, one example, Thomas, here is a very, looks like, mature disciple, but after the resurrection, Thomas made a doubt of Jesus' resurrection. That one here, Thomas really depend upon the Lord, you know, full trust upon the Lord, but later doubt, he shake it over his face in the Lord. So verse 17, so when Jesus came, Jesus found there, he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. King James is 15 furlongs off. Furlong is 1 furlong unit, 1/8 mile. So 3.2 kilometer away, 2 miles away. So is Bethany is a suburban city of Jerusalem by 2 hours. And many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary. Here is likely professional or commercial mourners in Jewish culture in order to comfort them concerning their brother Lazarus. Verse 20, now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's true, because Jesus would have healed the sick Lazarus before his death. So here, a little upsetting statement, a little regretful statement. But even now, here Martha said, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So knowing is necessary of faith, because faith is hearing from the word of God. So knowing is necessary, but not enough for the faith, because knowing and convicting of the word and willing, so that is amounting to the faith. So knowing must go further to faith or wholehearted faith through com- big thing. So we can see verses 43 here, 39, Martha said, "The sister of him, Lazarus, who was dead, said to Jesus, 'Lord, by this time there is stink. He stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days.'" So here disprove his faith. Whatever you ask of God, God will give you. So Jesus asked God the Father, you know, raise him. So, but here Martha said, "I know," rather than "I believe." So Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Jesus talked about the resurrection and the life. Jesus said, raised the dead Lazarus in the form of life. So here, Jesus said, talk about the resurrection of the life of Lazarus. Martha said to Jesus, "I know, again I know, that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus talked about he will rise again in the resurrection today, not the last day. So Martha's knowledge is not enough for her faith in verse 39, as we read. So 25, Jesus said to her, "Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." So Lazarus believed in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God. He was dead. He shall live. Then verse 26, "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Here, never die, spiritual death indicate. In spiritual death, human separation from God, human no consciousness from God. He is not separated from God in consciousness forever. So you believe Jesus Christ, you are not separated from God in consciousness forever. Verse 27, Martha said to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." Her non-responsive answer, because Jesus asked that, "I am the resurrection and the life. So do you believe I am the resurrection and the life?" But Martha said, "Yes, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God." So she believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, but doesn't believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life until the dead Lazarus is raised in life. Verses 43 up to 45. "Now when Jesus had said these things, he cried with loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he who had died came out of a bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.' Then many of the Jews who had to come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. Now they believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life." Let's see each question. In verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, "The sickness is not unto death, but for glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." What does it mean? So the sickness is not unto death, which means the sickness of Lazarus issue, not final, but something to happen. That happening is Jesus raising the dead Lazarus in the form of life. That happened. That happening to be glorify God and glorify Son of God. Yeah. Question 2. In verses 9 and 10, Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone works in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. But if one works in the night, He stumbles because the light is not in him. What does it mean? In this context, right now, is a day meaning pictures the light of God's counsel. The night pictures the absence of God's counsel. So basically, God the Father counseled to Jesus to go to Bethany now. So that is God's counsel. That's why so no Jewish people would stone Jesus and disciples at that time. Question 3, in verse 15, "And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." What does it mean? So Jesus was not there after the healing over the sickness of Lazarus. Jesus stayed at the Jordan River 2 days more. So it took to Bethany 2 days more. So 4 days spent. So Lazarus was dead for 4 days. But Jesus is raising the dead Lazarus in the form of life. That time, whoever seers, watchers, believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So that is, in this context, they believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Or the other one, Jesus, the power of death and the power of life and resurrection. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin.